Police won't grant permission for an underwater drone to search for the body of a man who drowned in Lake Vokitipu when a skydiving jump went wrong. The man's Californian family are upset at not being able to bring the drone to New Zealand. Phil Pennington reports.
The Ni'i family of San Jose do not have the body of their son, Tyler Ni'i. The 27-year-old was never found after a double parachute failure on a tandem jump 2.5 years ago. The instructor survived in cold Lake Vokitipu. Tyler did not. The family do not have a death certificate. It's unclear why. They do have a civil aviation report, but one they think does not deserve to be called an investigation. And now, at last, Kevin Ni'i has some hope of finding his younger brother with an American search expert offering to help.
I mean, just to have the hope, you know, like, it felt very hopeless for a long time, especially dealing with the government. And then to have somebody say, like, hey, we really want to help you guys out.
Tom Crossman of Minnesota would lead the search. He's found 100 bodies in 15 years using sonar-equipped drones in volunteer operations worldwide. He's just bought a $400,000 deeper diving drone.
It's really designed to do exactly the type of search in regards to Tyler. Deep, cold water. I think it's very achievable. If I don't think I can be successful, I won't waste my time and their money traveling there to attempt it.
Tom Crossman heard about the Ni'i case from a Colorado police sergeant, Mark Watson, who uses one of his drones. The Ni'i's friend and lawyer, Brian Kreger, then took a call from Sergeant Watson at the start of the year.
He had seen the story about Tyler and had really been bothered by it because they had equipment that they had been using for some time in Colorado for deep water recoveries of bodies. When their experience was that because of the nature of the water, that the body was still recoverable.
Crossman Consultants' new drone has multi-beam sonar. It also has a navigation system and a claw to grab bodies. Kevin Ni'i says things seem to be coming together.
You know, we looked into them and it sounded really great. We have the coordinates and everything. We know the person whose property is closest. He had tried to save Tyler's life. He's been incredibly helpful.
Niwa says the lake bed slopes steeply in parts. Tim Crossman says this is a complication they can deal with. He estimates they can comprehensively scan the area within 2 days to a week and will find the body if it's there. The Americans emailed their proposal to the New Zealand police several times early this year. Eventually, in April, they heard back. It was not good news. Summed up in this statement police gave RNZ late yesterday.
Our staff assessed the bid carefully, including calling on the expertise of our police national dive squad. Unfortunately, the drone did not have the technical specifications required for the task, for reasons including the depth of Lake Vokitipu. Options for the recovery of Mr. Ni'i's body, pending any further technological advancements, will be assessed.
In the email back in April, the police suggested they themselves might search if they could find the right drone. Kevin Ni'i says it's a confusing and infuriating response, coming on top of what the family considers is an inept and incomplete Civil Aviation Authority investigation.
I don't understand why, unless they're still covering something up. Like, I just don't understand what the reasoning is. I mean, we never even got a call from the government when he died. I mean, we had to reach out for everything. It just feels like all of this is trying to be swept under the rug.
The Ni'i family made another plea to the police just last week. Their lawyer, Brian Kreger, is mystified.
We're hoping for a positive response. We don't frankly understand why we're not getting it. We're not asking for much, just a little bit of cooperation and some understanding that this is all that the family has to hang on to. They know it's possible it won't be successful, but their feeling is they owe it to Tyler to try. So they're not going to stop easily.
In the April email, the police referred to other barriers, the cost of bringing a team from the US for an unknown length of time with no possible guarantee of success. Kevin Ni'i is exasperated.
We're the ones saying we'll pay for it. We're not asking them to do it. I don't even think he referenced COVID, you know, it's just, they just don't want to do it. We just want to try. We just want to get the chance to look for him. It's my younger brother, you know, so it's just, my parents are getting much older now. We don't have anything from him, and it's just like he disappeared. We know that he's gone, but without having him, it's just really difficult, and we do our best to honor him. But everybody kind of wishes that we had him. I'm sorry.
The Justice Ministry says the Dunedin coroner can help the family by providing the paperwork needed to register Tyler Nii's death. For Morning Report, Phil Pennington.